This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Sasha Ferrandi, founder and principal of Source Capital Funding Incorporated, an expert in real estate and hard money lending company based out of San Diego, California. Sasha, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So for starters, tell us, what does it take to break into the real estate industry?
That's a good question. I think, you know, as with any career or any job, I mean, I think it takes drive and it takes passion. This is an industry that there are a lot of individuals in the real estate industry, obviously, just like any other business, some good, some bad. But I think what sets the best ones apart from the others is really that drive and love for real estate, whether it's the real estate finance side or buying and selling homes or fixing and flipping. If you have the drive and the passion to do it, you know, I really think you could be successful. What it takes to break into the industry, I think, is really two things. One, depending on which route you want to go, would either be a licensing aspect of it. Here in California, you have to be licensed both state and federally through the Bureau of Real Estate and through the Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System in order to get a real estate license to do what I do or to buy and sell homes. But what it also takes is somebody above you, sort of a mentor, I think, that has been through it, that can really show you the kind of ups and downs, because there's a lot of things and a lot of moving parts within the real estate industry, again, whether it's finance or buying or selling homes, that you just can't learn from a book. And those are things that I learned, fortunately, from my brother, who's been doing hard money loans for over, I think, 18 years now. But I was able to learn from him and kind of the mistakes that he made early on in order to avoid those mistakes. So I think it's twofold. I think if you do make a mistake, you just got to learn from it and move on. You know, and then secondly, don't be afraid to make those mistakes, because you know, if you're not trying, it's hard to be successful in this industry. It's just so competitive, Eric.
Sasha, if you would, tell us, what is the hottest real estate market on the West Coast and why?
You know, the coastal cities are always very hot. Right now in Southern California, where we're located, San Diego has always been a good market. Some of the inland markets, you know, Bakersfield, you know, those type of markets have been hit pretty hard. Those are usually the markets that get hit the hardest when there's a downturn, but those are really starting to come back. But always the coastal cities, Los Angeles, you know, in that whole pocket, Manhattan Beach, Huntington Beach, San Diego, of course, as I mentioned earlier, San Francisco, all the way up and down the coast of California, because you can't go any further west once you hit the beach. And so those are always prime real estate markets. But the market is good right now, and I think it's good in a lot of areas. From what my understanding is, that the feds are not going to raise the rates here coming up, which will continue to help the market. But always the coastal cities are really the hottest markets. And again, because of, you know, they're on the beach or near the beach is where people want to be, and that's why it's so hot.
Certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, do you have to be a real estate expert to flip a home?
Gosh, another good question, Eric. I think you do. And the reason I say that is because kind of the flavor of the month and what we see a lot of are these seminars that people go to for being able to, you know, very come out of pocket with very little cash in order to buy a home, to fix it and flip it for a profit. And unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. I think you have to have a real knowledge of what to look for when you do buy a home, because usually you're buying a distressed asset that has issues. And unfortunately, the general public doesn't know what issues to look for, because most of the issues are really with the foundation or with what's inside the wall. And if you don't have that knowledge, you're going to miss it. So unfortunately, what I've seen is a lot of people that get into it maybe hire the wrong crew or don't have it budgeted properly. They go over budget and they end up maybe losing on the deal. So expert is kind of a strong word. I definitely think you need to have some knowledge, or as I mentioned earlier, maybe a mentor, somebody that's been through it. But my advice to the general public would be, you're not going to learn it from going to a course and doing it on your own. You really need to team up with somebody that's done it before. That would be my best advice, because they've already been through it and they know what to look for. So by all means, tread lightly.
Today we are speaking with Sasha Ferrandi, the founder and principal of Source Capital Funding Incorporated, an expert in real estate and a hard money lending company based out of San Diego, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive the first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Sasha, how does your small business impact the local community there in San Diego?
Well, that's another good question. I think, you know, for us, we're a small four-person firm, but we're getting close to $250 million in funded loans. Here locally in our community, we're located in Rancho Bernardo, which is a suburb of San Diego, and we've provided loans for the local community for people who need financing, and I think it's really helped them achieve their goals. We're also obviously involved in with the Better Business Bureau and some of the local chambers of commerce here, which again, we're proud to be a part of, but more importantly, it's giving back to the community. And that's the thing that I like about what we do, is that I think, unfortunately, when people hear hard money loans, it sometimes can have a negative connotation. That's really not the case with my firm and some other great companies out there as well, where we really are providing a service to clients who can't qualify at a bank. You know, with everything that happened, Eric, you know, back in 2006 and 2007 with the market crash, unfortunately, the banks have really tightened up their lending guidelines and parameters. So we have good borrowers that really should be at a bank but can't be because of the strict requirements or red flags that are being placed by those banks. So we're really providing a service to clients where they really have nowhere else to turn. And because of that, our goal is not to take advantage of them, obviously, because they can't go to a bank. It's to help them bridge the gap, so to speak, or get a short-term loan with us until they either A, improve their credit, B, you know, fit that check mark in the box for the bank, whatever their requirement is, in order to accomplish their goals, and then get refinanced by a bank is typically how we get taken out of our loan. So we're providing a tremendous service to the community, you know, all over the state of California for those who need financing but can't qualify for a bank. And it's great to see, you know, us be able to do that and for these people to realize their goals. And it's so many different avenues that they can go with using the financing, whether it's, you know, to infuse capital into a business that they have, to hire more employees, or to buy an investment property where they can make a profit. Those are the type of things that we love being a partner with our clients.
And lastly, for all of those up-and-coming real estate moguls out there, what advice can you provide in that regard?
What I really alluded to earlier, Eric, I think is really the most important, is you just got to have the drive, you got to have the passion, you got to be excited about it. And you got to realize that you're going to hit bumps in the road. Real estate, is cyclical. It goes up and down. You know, you almost kind of have to have a crystal ball at times in order to predict what the market's going to do. But, you know, really, if you put your mind to it, and again, I can't stress it enough, try to hook up with somebody in your local neighborhood, somebody who's willing to mentor you and kind of show you the ropes, because there's no substitute for experience, especially when it comes to real estate. And for what we do in real estate finance, you really have to know what to look for. And those things that you need to look for aren't always going to be in that book or that course. So there's no substitute for experience. So that would be my number one piece of advice.
Well, Sasha, certainly have appreciated your time. I'm sure the listeners tuning in that have even considered getting into real estate have been inspired by some of the advice and information that you've shared today. Thanks so much for that. If you would, share with us where we can get more information about Source Capital Funding Incorporated.
Yeah, you can reach us toll-free at 888-334-6636. Or you can find us online at www.hardmoneyfirst.com. Or you can just type in hard money lender. We have a very strong presence on Google with our marketing efforts. And just, you know, give us a call, email us. You can ask for me directly. Again, my name is Sasha Ferrandi. I'm one of the two owners of the company, and we'll be more than happy to try and help.
Once again, Sasha, we thank you for your time. Certainly has been our pleasure, and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
You bet, and our pleasure. We have been speaking with Sasha Ferrandi, the founder and principal of Source Capital Funding Incorporated, an expert in real estate and hard money lending company based out of San Diego, California. For more information, simply visit hardmoneyfirst.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from DesignCrowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.